In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Bonaventure. And Bonaventure was one of the great reformers of the Franciscan order. After the death of St. Francis, the Franciscans were looking for some type of stability as they were growing, as they were more and more being asked to be involved in different ministries and parts of the life of the church. They really didn't know how to reconcile the charism, the spirituality of the Franciscans that God had given to St. Francis, with all this new work. So Bonaventure came along and he was able to reconcile the spirituality with the new work, which is why he is popularly called the second founder of the Franciscan order. Now, of all the things he wrote, perhaps the work that is most intriguing or helpful to us is he wrote about the soul's journey to God. How can we come to know God? He spoke about, yes, how we can encounter God in nature, but then also how we can encounter God in our souls, in our conscience. How, of course, we can encounter him in the life of the church. And he tracks the movement of the soul as the soul desires and looks for God, responding to God's search for the soul first. And that's an important movement. In the spiritual life, that's some of his greatest contribution in terms of the life of the church, the universal church. I think that's an important starting point for us today. Because 2 days ago, I preached about hell being real. It was unsettling. We don't like to hear about that. Yesterday, we preached about the reality of heaven. That's more encouraging, right? That's what we were made for, was to be in heaven. Today, what I'd like to do, since this is our columbarium mass, I'd like to say we can still see the columbarium, so we're still there, right? I want to talk about the fact that purgatory is real. I know that oftentimes when we hear about hell, first we worry about ourselves, but then we immediately begin to worry about our loved ones. What about the loved one who passed away? The loved one, maybe we don't know what type of relationship they have with the Lord. Did they have the grace sufficient for salvation? Where are they? What can I do? Well, dear friends, we are not left with nothing. We are not stuck powerlessness. We have been given an authority in Jesus Christ. So if our loved one has passed away, we should offer prayers for them. We should have masses offered for them, make sacrifices for them. Especially if we don't know where they have gone in terms of their eternal salvation. Did they know the Lord? Did they cooperate sufficiently with his grace? I don't know. Well, then that's a cause for hope, which means we can then turn and begin to offer prayers and supplications, sacrifices, and masses for the person. Wouldn't it be powerful one day to realize we get to heaven and someone got there, they were able to slide in through purgatory because we offered prayers for them? Remember that God is above and outside of time. So our supplications and our prayers now can still be efficacious, can still be helpful to our loved ones. So there is cause for immense hope in Jesus Christ. The only time we lose hope is when we start getting lazy or distracted, right? Well, they're dead. What more can happen? There's nothing more I can do. I don't know. And maybe we start getting anxious or we have certain sorrow or we're just not sure, right? But that's not the inheritance we received in Jesus Christ. We worship Christ, the risen one, who has authority, all authority, in heaven and on earth and throughout all creation. Which means we can turn to him now and say, please help my loved one who maybe died last year, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. We can continue to offer supplication. Purgatory is real, dear friends. It's an act of mercy and kindness for God. It means at the point of our death, we had something on our souls. Not grave sin. If you die on grave sin, you're in hell, right? But if it was habitual venial sin, if it was an attraction to sin, maybe it was the fantasy over previous grave sin, whatever it might have been, whatever's on our soul, right? If we didn't have purgatory, it would mean hell. Because God is all holy and nothing sinful can ever be placed in his presence. The fact that we have purgatory means that we can actually go, and the Lord Jesus continues his saving work by cleaning us up, getting us ready to see the Father. And we, the baptized, we are members of Christ, which means as Christ does this purifying work, we get to be a part of it. Even while we are still here on earth, which is why it's so important that we pray, offer supplications, sacrifices, masses, rosaries, novenas, chaplets for our loved ones. Dear friends, I believe this so radically. That's why we have mass out here in the scorching heat, huh? Because our prayers are that powerful, that efficacious, that we need to be out here and at least see the columbarium and most of the time be right there to know that purgatory is real. We have an authority over the consequences of sin and death in Jesus Christ. We have to fan in the flame the graces of our baptism. We are not orphans. We are the children of God, and we have been given an authority over unclean spirits for ourselves and for those around us, especially our loved ones, especially those who have died and have gone before us. So as we offer this Mass, I hope you feel the closeness of your loved ones. I hope you feel the responsibility we have for our loved ones. God has blessed us with them. Perhaps you're saying, well, you know, they're loved ones, but we weren't really close. Well, they were your loved ones, right? Do you realize that St. Paul tells us that every family receives his name from the heavens? Perhaps you have had the family members you did because God knew that you would be the one here today praying for them and no one else would. We are bound to our family members. We have responsibility to them, the living and the dead. And we have to exercise that authority and remember them, to pray for them. Lord, they struggle with many things in this life. Or Lord, I don't know if they ever knew you. I don't know if they turned to you in their last hour, but I pray for them. Because, dear people, we are a people of love as Christians. We wish no one to go to hell. We hope for the salvation of everyone. And one of the ways in which we express that hope is by praying for our beloved dead, praying for all the dead, praying for the souls in purgatory. So as we offer this Mass here in close proximity to our parish columbarium, remember your beloved dead and claim the authority that you have received in Jesus Christ, the authority over those unclean spirits, and offer those prayers and supplications. Offer this Mass for the repose of the souls of your loved ones.